Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
The Apostle Paul was under house arrest in Rome when he wrote his letter to the Philippians. He knew many of these believers in Philippi very well. Lydia and her household, the Philippian jailer and his household. But this was no infant church. After Paul, Silas, and Timothy left Philippi, Luke no doubt stayed on for at least another 8 years, teaching these believers to grow in their faith and to share their faith with others. And consequently, note Paul's greetings.
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Out of 13 letters, this is the only letter where Paul specifically included spiritual leaders in his greeting. Thanks to Luke, this indicates that men and women had been equipped spiritually to occupy these important leadership roles. Though Paul had not put these qualifications for these positions in writing till later, that is, in his letters to Timothy and Titus, Luke was obviously teaching these characteristics because he had heard Paul teach these same qualities. Now, this raises a very important question. What happens in churches where men and women are not equipped spiritually to serve in key leadership roles? Sadly, it creates a church that fails to reflect the stature of Jesus Christ. So let's remember this principle to live by. To produce mature and growing churches, we must make it a priority to mentor and develop qualified leaders.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.